This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Every time you see one of those headlines about what millennials like or don't like, bacon, staycations, payday loans, ask yourself, which millennials? There's a project out of Chicago called Gen Forward, which spends extra money making sure its sample of 18 to 34s includes African Americans, Latinos, Latinas, Asian Americans, groups often undercounted. Here to talk about some of the findings about millennials and money is Kathy Cohen, a professor of political science at the University of Chicago and founder of this ongoing study.
I think it's important for us to really pay attention to this economic data because it kind of breaks open this idea that there's a dichotomy between people of color and whites. In fact, in our data around the economic issues, we see a grouping between Asian American and white millennials, we might say versus African American and Latina millennials. I'll give you an example. So when we think about who's more likely to have a checking account, we see Asian American and white millennials. When we ask who's more likely to have a savings account, again, Asian American and white millennials. When we look at who's more likely to have a credit card and who's more likely to pay off the balance of their credit card each month, again, Asian American and white millennials. Now, when we reverse that, when we look at kind of banking practices that are less efficient and, in fact, are more costly, so someone who uses a payday loan, right, where you go and you need money before you get your check, and so you ask for a loan and that incurs a certain level of interest. When we look at those very inefficient and some would argue discriminatory banking practices, there we see that African Americans in particular, but African American and Latino millennials are more likely to engage in those types of banking practices.
So some will see this through the prism of economic class, but also you have to look, I suppose, at where these services are offered.
That's absolutely right. I mean, some have used the kind of metaphor of a banking desert in communities of color, that in African American and Latino communities, you are less likely to have kind of traditional banking establishments. And instead, what we find are more predatory or costly banking opportunities in those communities. And so, again, that's why we see African American and Latino millennials more likely to engage in those kind of costly forms of banking.
African American and Latino millennials less likely to use credit cards, I think?
Less likely to have credit cards, in fact, and less likely to be able to pay off their credit card each month. So again, they're incurring interest and eventually debt, which puts them kind of further behind in terms of economic achievement.
Also, a lot of services in society require the credit card. Think about this. Electronic toll-taking systems. Think about those new parking meters that cities are putting in that don't take cash anymore. If you don't have a credit card, you have an extra problem.
That's absolutely right. And the other thing that we know from other studies is that this is not just a choice. It's not African American and Latino millennials deciding I don't want a credit card. But again, studies point to discriminatory behavior. That if you look at, for example, an African American applicant and a white applicant with the exact same background, the white applicant is much more likely to receive the opportunity to have a credit card versus the African American applicant.
True. And of course, double-edged sword, right, with too much credit at a younger age?
Absolutely. But, you know, too much credit is also one side of it. The other side of it is without credit, you don't build a kind of a record of credit management. And therefore, when you're ready to do something like buy a house, it becomes more difficult to secure a loan, especially a loan with a kind of decent interest rate.
And you also, of course, talk to white millennials. They are doing better than some of these other demographic groups, but they're not all that optimistic about the outlook, even for themselves.
If we look at objective measures, you know, we've just talked about them, employment, checking accounts, banking opportunities, retirement funds. Objectively, white millennials are doing better, in particular, than African American and Latino communities. There's just no disputing that. But when we ask a question about aspirations and how they think, in fact, they'll do in the future, we said, are you more likely to do better than your parents? White millennials were the least likely group to say yes to that. So even though they're doing better objectively, at least by our standards, they believe that, in fact, they are under attack and they're less likely to do better and they're losing ground. And I think that might be part of the reason that a plurality of white millennials voted for Donald Trump.
And the what is a millennial question, these are people who entered the workforce on or after the year 2000, I guess they're in their mid-30s is the upper bound right now of millennial?
That's exactly right. We measure it 18 to 34, 35. So, yeah, mid-30s. And there's, you know, there's great range in that. Some millennials have kids. Some millennials are married. Some millennials are just finishing college. And some millennials are just finishing high school.
And you know what unites them is they hate the term millennial, if you've ever asked a millennial.
And I think part of the reason they hate that term is the kind of blanket approach we have to understanding millennials. And I think that is what's specific about Gen Forward. We're interested in disaggregating the framework of millennials, thinking about issues of race and ethnicity, thinking about differences in age and location, so that we have a much more nuanced understanding of this group that really constitutes not only the future of the country, but is increasingly the largest share of some of the most important domains of the country.
University of Chicago poli-sci professor Kathy Cohen is principal investigator and founder of this Gen Forward survey. Professor, thank you for this.
Thank you.